The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. I'm very excited today about the subject on this episode. And something that I think is extremely important. It's probably one of the most important things when it comes to business. And fact of the matter is, I've noticed that people who have this specific trait, who are willing to do this one specific thing, almost always are successful without fail. And that is personal development. I think personal development is one of the most important things that we could possibly do in business. Like, we have to understand that we don't have all the information. You know, we don't have all the talents. We don't have all the skills. And we need to always be searching for the thing that could help us in business. We constantly be growing. We constantly be improving. And I think that is the most important thing when it comes to business. So I want to read a couple things from Proverbs and actually pretty much everything Proverbs. And Solomon was considered the wisest man who ever lived. So that's why I think that he was uniquely qualified to share his wisdom with us. He was an ultra wealthy entrepreneur in biblical times, and he had hundreds of thousands of head of cattle and goat. In those days was considered a currency. He had so much gold and silver, it says that even silver was not even accounted for in those days. He was that wealthy. So I want to talk a little bit about the wisdom or personal development. I mean, we could just use wisdom in a case like that. And let's start with Proverbs 1 verse 7. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." And I think that the fear of the Lord, and I talk about this all the time, I think the fear of the Lord is understanding that God is God, that He created everything, and that we obey the laws that He has set in order. When we obey the laws that He has set in order, when we obey the laws of the universe, then I believe that we will have more knowledge. That is the foundation. It's like the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect was originally written in the Bible as the law of sowing and reaping. We've just renamed it as the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect is with every cause that there was an effect. I think it's very important that we understand that that is the truth. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, where it says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee, and she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory shall be delivered to thee." I mean, who doesn't want honor, an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory? I think it's very important that we embrace getting wisdom. We embrace personal development. We embrace learning. We embrace growth. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 2. It says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with her, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart unto understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly." So it says, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. I think that we could all use the knowledge of God. I mean, He is the ultimate in wisdom. I mean, it keeps on going on down. It says, "Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity." Like, who doesn't want to understand about equity? I mean, that's money. That's what it is. "And every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of wicked." But anyway, it continues to talk about, it will deliver us from evil people and perverse people and strange, it says, a strange woman and a stranger with flatters with her word. And it says that, "For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth." So I think it's important that we understand that wisdom comes from God. I think the knowledge, the understanding of the universe, I think that it's very important that we search for wisdom and we search for understanding. And then it says in Proverbs 3, it says, "My son, Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And the fact of the matter is, who doesn't want length of days and long life and peace? Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon a table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I think it is so important that we understand. I think that true wisdom comes from God. Like, that is where the origin of pretty much every personal development book out there that's successful. I've noticed that they almost always have principles and things in them that we can find in the Bible. I just think it's very important that we look at the Bible and we have this incredible desire and curiosity about business and about life and about growth, and that we're always aware that we need more information, that we need more understanding, that we need to develop personally. Let's go on down to Proverbs 3, verse 7. It says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear God, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." So I think there's so much to learn from that. And then if we go on down, 3, verse 13, it says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and a man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of gold, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor." I mean, hey, if you're in business, we're looking to build wealth. We're looking to build riches. It says, "In her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her." We want money, we want riches, but we also want to be happy. And it says, "She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her." And it's still talking about wisdom. I just think that is so incredible. And it says, verse 19, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace unto thy neck." Wow, it's just amazing. The Bible has so much to say about wisdom and so much to say about personal development. And I think that if we truly search for it, I think that there is so much to learn from the Bible. I'm actually talking a lot of scripture today. So much to say about wisdom. Such an incredible amount. The point is that we search for wisdom and that we get it. When we search for wisdom, we search for understanding, I think that we will find it. In the New Testament, it says, "Ask and shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and shall be opened unto you." So I think that finding is reserved for the seekers. We should not be needy people. We need to be seeker people. We need to be searchers. We need to be asking, and we need to be knocking. We need to be looking. Finding is reserved for those who are looking. I mean, it really is. I think it's really important that when we are looking for something and we look for wisdom and understanding, that we search, we look for it. And I think that really what personal development basically comes down to is curiosity and a desire for knowledge, that we can use those things and we can apply those things to our business and we learn from them and we grow. And I think that's really important, because when we're not growing, we're dying. So it's very important that we're constantly looking to develop personally, because that is where the growth happens. So with that, I hope you guys are having an amazing, incredible day. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
This episode was hosted by the Max Potential Podcast Network. Find more great shows at maxpotential.com.